Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, this is a question that I got recently, and I totally dodged. But what's the best way to trade Fibonacci?
Fibonacci, right. Oh, wow. I like them as retracements. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's what I would say. The first class I ever took, so I took a class on Forex trading when my friend said, go quit your job, come down where I live and learn how to trade. And I was like, okay. And so that's how I got into it. At the course, the guy who taught us, it was like a week-long trading course. I actually didn't even know what he was talking about when he was explaining it. But he was saying that everyone says that the market goes to 61.8, and I was like, what is he talking about, goes to 61.8? like, but he said he reckoned it was 50%, and I know a lot of people include 50% on their Fibonacci grid, you know. So yeah, so I think the best way to, if I was, and I do this with the breakout, like the news trading breakout, the best way to use Fibonacci, I think, is to, let's say the market's made a really strong move and you know it's going to retrace, mm-hmm. and you missed it, so you want to get in on the retrace, you think it's trending. What I would do is just pull that Fib grid across and see if any of those levels line up with support and resistance, and maybe like the 38.2 or whatever it is lines up with a nice support level and it's a bullish breakout. So you wait for it to pull back to 38.2 and that's where you get in your trade there. So that's kind of what I would do is, and I do that. I do that occasionally. The only other use I like to use it for is if the market is trending and it's making a new high or a new low. So there are no support levels in the immediate future. You think it's going to keep going, but you're like, okay, where's it going to go? So you can do a Fibonacci extension where you draw the Fib grid from the local high to the local low. So it's a little peak and a little, and then that will extend out, and then you find the 161.8, 261.8, like those levels, and you can use those as targets, as potential targets for that trending market that's just taking out the new high or the new low. So that's what I would do. And I do that too. And also, I don't know why, if it lines up with a round number, I like it even better. You know, I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I just do. You know, that's just like a psychological thing. But those are the only two. So retracements and then Fib extensions when you don't have any support and resistance levels for targets. Just because I like support and resistance levels as targets, and you know, and if I don't have them, I just have a little freak out and I go, oh, what do I do? So that Fib extension makes sense to me. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that makes sense. Thanks, Walter.
Thanks.